Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
Caroline, you should tell them about the newest thing that Bloody Happy Hour is doing.
A Patreon.
It's a Patreon. What is that?
That means you're basically like a VIP member, and there's two different levels that you can, you know, subscribe to, and you get some perks. You maybe get like merch a little earlier. You get
exclusive merch.
You could get first dibs on signing up for a live show. You get episodes with no commercials.
You get our video because our video is no longer available on YouTube. It is only on Patreon. And the most important to me is you get videos of our live shows. So if you are far away and you couldn't make our last live show, it will be on the website. We're going to record this future live show. It's going to be on Patreon, but also bonus episodes each month. You guys tell us all the time you want more episodes. This is a way for you to get more episodes. So you're going to get our basic Tuesday, Thursdays that we always put out, right? But if you're on a Patreon, you're VIP, you're going to get more.
I can't wait to talk about in detail some more stories because I always have a lot of details I want to go to. I can law-splain. I might read a book.
They just unsubscribed. This is also going to be the exclusive place that Dirty Chat is going to go to. So if that is breaking some of your hearts, just go ahead and subscribe now. In order to hear the full content, it's going to be Patreon. Where do they go again?
Patreon.com/bloodyhappyhour.
Don't forget to
stay aware,
stay alive,
and always be DTF.
Hey y'all, I'm April.
And I'm Caroline.
And this is your Bloody Happy Hour. Caroline, are you ready for this?
This is your newest guilty pleasure.
It's the bloodiest part of your week.
Did we say something about it also being happy hour?
Show did.
Because we're about to be sipping on some murder. Bloody happy hour.
Hey y'all, this is April.
And this is Caroline.
This is Tuesday. This is your bloody happy hour, and we're glad you're here.
Mm-hmm. This is the episode where we do like mini deep dives on different stories or maybe some trials.
Yeah. And if you, this is your first time, you're going to quickie this week.
Quickie.
And sometimes we can't say words. And then our Thursdays are full episodes. Also, we have a couple sponsors that we put in. We interject inside of some of our episodes. And our first one of the day, or our only one of the day, is BetterHelp. BetterHelp. And we've been talking about BetterHelp all year. And, you know, it's just convenient. And if you put in our code that we're going to give you here in a little bit and go to this website, you get a 10% off. If you've never gone to therapy, you should at least try. And this is a quick and convenient way to try. Why not better yourself? Why not get some better help?
Why not?
The website is
betterhelp.com. That's better HELP.com/bloody. And you get 10% off.
10% off with that slash bloody. So go now, get you some help. Tell some friends about it. You don't even have to leave your house to get it done. Okay.
Do it. So let's start with this trial that's happening right now. I have never heard of this case, but it was kind of wild. And there's a bunch of characters in this. And the attorney for the defendant looks like he could be a rapist. he kind of looks like, you know, when they have the bald head on top, but then they have the long gray hair coming out the bottom of the head and like the sides. But not only that, he's like got this pot belly and he was wearing slides with socks. And he's an old white guy.
Totally acceptable. All of it, I feel like.
It was so wild. I was like, is he wearing slides? Like, what is happening?
I feel like I see that every time I go to a grocery store.
Oh, for sure.
In Bellmead, though.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the defendant is sitting at the table, and this is, she's just sitting there like with her legs shaking, and she's just shaking, 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 like she's like.
Did you tell us what trial this is yet? Or are you
no,
about to?
Robin Howington.
Okay.
Robin Howington. So she is the mother, and she's there in Tennessee. She was accused of shooting and killing her 5-year-old daughter, Destiny Oliver. So this is back in September 2019.
Okay.
And Destiny, the daughter, died of a fatal gunshot wound to the chest. The trial just started this week. And according to court documents, Robin is facing 6 charges, including felony murder. And after she was arrested, she gave law enforcement multiple different stories of what happened. So first she said some stranger, an unknown intruder, was the one that shot Destiny. And then she said it was Destiny's bio dad. And then she changed her story again. And she said that her 2-year-old son accidentally shot the 5-year-old, the daughter. And that he like crawled.
She should have started off with that one. That's
because
the most
he crawled
one.
And he got a stool and then he brought the stool into the bedroom and crawled up on the stool and then got into the basket or whatever where the gun was after he crawled up on the stool and then brought it down and then shot. Like, that was really.
I hate people that are so desperate that they accuse their kid or any kid because you're just so desperate. That's like the guy last week, your last episode, that accused his son of having all the pornographic, the Van Damme.
Yeah.
That's the lowest of the low.
Yes. The lowest of the low. Also, during her interview, she admitted to police that she tried. Yes. She admitted that she tried to destroy her cell phone in the hospital bathroom because she like threw it in the toilet.
Okay.
And she said that she did that because she was scared about because it contained evidence of drug sales. Oh,
that's the least of their worries.
She also admitted that she wiped down the gun after the shooting. I told you this is wild. It's a wild trial. And it's just started. So I'm just have this is all I have for you. Yeah. Before the trial, she did do an interview with police, but later she said that in her statement that it was not, she was like, oh, it wasn't voluntary, so don't use that statement. I was in distress, like it needs to be thrown out. And she also said that she was nervous during the interview because she had been raped by a police officer in her past.
Oh my goodness.
And she also, but her defense said also that during the interview that another officer hugged her without her permission.
Oh.
How dare they? The prosecution argued back and they're like, there's no proof to these claims. And she's been changing her story over and over. She has a criminal record. She has no credibility. We're using the statements and they were admissible. So the evidence so far that has come in is the husband. Wait,
was that a growl?
Yes, that was a growl. That was a growl. I'm on my work computer. The evidence has come out so far that there was somebody who had witnessed her buying or somebody buying pills from her. The police evidence or the police interview where she's lying and changing her story. There was a 911 call that was played where she says that her daughter had been shot and she said that somebody had just walked through the door. And then the defense claims that she's suffering from PTSD for 19 months since the time of the murder. And she's been medicated during this whole thing. And one officer also testified about her behavior during their interview and talking about how she was like, she wouldn't say who murdered the kid. Or I guess she wouldn't say because she kept changing her story. And he got so mad and irritated at her. He starts yelling. He's like, are you fucking kidding me? Who killed your 5-year-old? You know who killed it. You threw your phone in the toilet.
She
and you're hiding
it.
Evidence and you're going to go to jail and we could help you. And just like going off on her. And that's like the last part that we know about from the trial. So I'll keep you posted.
How did the kid die?
Shot in the chest.
No? Oh, shot in the chest. Okay.
The gun was found in the bushes, wiped down.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And this is the one with the defense attorney that looks like a clown, kind of a clown. I mean, he's real confident.
And where was this?
Tennessee. Hmm. 2019.
Okay.
Never heard of it. I feel like either we do stories
So wait, I have a question. Do you know the stories before you watch the trial, or you're watching the trial and it's unraveling as you're watching the trial?
Both. I'll do
like,
both.
Do you have a summary of the story? Like, you don't know?
Nope. Mm-mm.
You didn't know about it before. Mm-mm. You're just picking up the trial. So you're finding out things.
Yeah.
As
so I follow some different people on YouTube, and a lot of them will cover like random trials. So if, you know, it'll like, oh, so-and-so's live with this trial. And I'm like, oh, what's this one about? And then I'll just watch it with them. And then.
Okay. You don't have you don't always have the backstory.
No, like this I'd never heard of. I just watched it and we like basically read through some articles. Like,
okay.
The dude on the channel reads through it and I watch it. So it's like kind of get a little bit of a background or.
Yeah.
But this one, it was just. I couldn't help myself.
I love how maybe a story will come out, a murder or something will come out, and then you read the articles about it, and then you think you know so much of the story, and then after the trial, there's like a follow-up.
Yes.
And it's so much more.
Yes.
That was kind of like with our Tammy, but then when I did we did a little small live show for the Waco block party, and I followed up on the Virginia Tech football player.
Yeah.
And so if you're on Patreon, you'll be able to hear that show because we recorded it and we'll put it on Patreon. But since I brought it up 2 years ago when it happened, they've had the trial and you find out so much more.
So much more.
But you look at the whole situation totally different when you find out more facts. So that's what I was wondering is if you, this was a familiar story to you.
Nope. Yep.
And now a word from our sponsors.
Hi, and welcome to Bustles and Bangers with your hostess, Rachel and Christopher.
I love it when you say my name.
And you didn't say hi.
I didn't. You just kept going. I'm going to introduce the book. I'm not reading it.
It's
because I don't like reading.
Girls like cowboy butts, you know, and those jeans don't hide anything. Find us on Instagram at Bustles and Bangers or on RogueMediaNetwork.com.
Hey, I'm Blair.
And I'm Brittany.
And we're the host of
By the Cover Podcast.
We cover everything from mysteries, thrillers, romance, chick lit, and even some smut.
Don't forget the smut.
Yeah.
We're so excited to get this thing going and share this with you guys. We've been talking about this for months, and it's finally, finally happening.
Yes.
Special shout out to Rogue Media for helping us with this.
For sure. For sure. You can find us on Instagram at @ByTheCover_podcast.
You can also find us on Facebook and TikTok, so don't forget to give us a follow on those two also.
We are so excited to dive into some of our favorite books and share those with you.
We can't wait. Hope you love it.
So this next one is about a pregnant Texas woman who caught her husband trying to drug her.
Oh, and I feel like not the abortion pill?
Yes, but did we do this one?
Yeah. The lawyer?
No.
Oh, no. Okay.
These people, Catherine and Mason Herring.
Yeah.
Oh, we did?
Yeah.
So what did you do it?
Uh-huh.
And did you find out what happened?
They followed up and he only got 6 months in jail, 180 something days.
Yeah.
But we did that just, a week ago.
Okay. That's why I was like, this sounds so familiar, but it just came out also this week I heard an episode about it. Like, I thought it was just brand new. Okay, I was like, this sounds really familiar.
He was the redhead, remember?
Yes, 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 yes. Yeah, okay, so then we have this, the other one.
Oh, don't y'all wish Caroline had a memory?
Well, I did, I was like, I think, it's man, so many, we've done
It's so many stories that we do and you get them mixed up. Like this.
Okay.
Now when I tell people about stories, I'm like, but don't quote me because I got a lot of stories in my head.
I know.
And they get all jumbled up.
Well, we did get a final verdict in the
Rust.
Yeah. Hannah Gutierrez or Hannah Gutierrez Reed. She's different, two different, I don't know. She was found guilty of involuntary manslaughter and not guilty of tampering with evidence.
Okay.
The jury deliberated for 2.5 hours, which is like so fast.
Yeah, yeah.
And she was immediately taken. Like typically if you don't have, I mean, I don't know, every place is different, but I would say it was surprising that she was immediately taken because usually if you are not a risk to like a flight risk or you don't have previous criminal history, they'll let you, well, I don't know, have an ankle monitor or something. They'll just let you out until you're sentenced and then they'll take you. But they immediately took her and she faces 18 months prison. It's tough because
they'll probably plead her out. Like probation, you think?
Well, she didn't take a plea. She could.
I mean, they'll probably give her. She can get.
I hope it's probation. I mean, it's just because it's, I know it's negligence and somebody died. So then you got to look at it that way. But I just, if Alec Baldwin does not get sentenced guilty and you have to spend time, that's going to really anger a lot of people. But his trial's next and what messed her up was her police interviews because she was so nonchalant about it because she didn't think she was at fault for anything. So she was just talking to them and just like, yeah, like just saying stuff. And then when she finally realized, oh, and her attorney was terrible. But he's like a real estate attorney. So I don't know. But Baldwin has done he's talked to the camera. I remember when it first happened, like paparazzi was in they found him in a road and he was just in a road talking to paparazzi. Like it was a weird.
So he's going to be.
And he
next.
Did an interview with Stephanopoulos or whatever that guy's name is from like 48 hours or 60 minutes or something. And so they'll be able to use all of that and bring it in trial and show that either he said different things or how he acted and just very like, I didn't pull the trigger. I didn't pull the trigger. Well, yeah, I didn't pull the trigger because it can't pull itself.
Yes.
So, yes, he is, I think it's like within I don't know. I can't remember when his starts, but it's
in next. A minute.
It's in a minute. It's in a minute. So that's that update. Then let's get to the worst one of the day. This one, I have a little interview. Which, oh my gosh, that one dude from Hinge just messaged me again. should I play the interview first or last?
Tell us the story and then play the interview.
So, Madeline Soto.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say where.
No related to Savannah.
Not related to Savannah. So, it was her 13th birthday on February 25th. And she had a birthday party, but her mom, Jennifer Soto, could not attend the birthday party.
Oh.
Make it. How rude. 13-year-old. You're becoming teenager.
Donated an organ. That's probably the only reason. Was she donating an organ?
I don't know.
Was she fighting overseas in a war?
I guess. Yeah. She had to have been doing something like that, right? It had to have been that.
An ICU.
And this is in Florida. I didn't say it is in Florida. So mom couldn't go, but mom's live-in boyfriend, Stefan was able to be there. Stefan Stearns is his name. And he had been in Madeline's life for a couple of years, at least. And at some points, Jennifer, which is Mama Jennifer, she referred to Stefan as Madeline's stepfather.
But they're not married.
They're not married. Okay. So it's actually not your stepfather at all. So I don't know where daddy is. We haven't heard about daddy.
Okay.
So the next day, so it's the 25th, and she gets dropped off at whatever. She's supposed to be dropped off at school. And then they, later around 4 o'clock, mom's like going to pick her up. And she's like, oh, where's, she's not, she never was at school today. I guess, I don't know how the schools work. I guess some sent out an automated call and they sent out an automated call. Mom apparently didn't know. Madeline did not make it to the class until she went to go pick her up. And she maybe missed the call or something. I don't know. So this is what she says. So, the next day after, so it's the day she's missing. Nobody can find Madeline. The very next day, Mama gives an interview, like just TV interviews and stuff. And she was like, well, you know, like my boyfriend and I dropped her off at school. And then it changes to, well, my boyfriend took her to school and dropped her off there. And then it changes to, well, my boyfriend actually dropped her off at the church parking lot, which is just down the street from the school, because she was embarrassed about being dropped off at the school.
13. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, she, yeah, so that was the, that was, and that was the last time anybody had any contact with her, was when she dropped off at this school.
Nothing so sketchy about that. Keep going. I mean, there's just.
Then Stefan gives an interview and he's doing, giving total Chris Watts vibes. Okay. Mm. Like, he is saying how he wants her back and how they miss her. And then he gets his little tissue and he wipes away his tears that aren't there.
Aren't there.
Are not there.
Oh! There's no red flags in this story.
Yeah. So 2 days after. Okay. So that happens. He gives an interview. Mom gives multiple interviews. And then investigators say that they're like, okay, these interviews are not matching what we have now found as evidence, because it paints a whole different picture. They find videos of this Stefan throwing away Madeline's laptop and her backpack in dumpsters. I don't want you to do that.
Why?
And they have images of Madeline in his car. But at the time they have these images, they believe that she's already dead and he has propped her up in the car.
Oh.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So Madeline never made it to school that day. And 4 days later, she's found deceased in some brush 17 miles away from their home in Kissimmee, Florida.
Hmm.
So police were super sus of Stefan, whatever the frick his name is. And he voluntarily turned over his phone to them, but he'd accidentally factory reset the phone.
You know, it's sometimes just a push of a button.
It is, you know, you just, and it's an accident. It's reset. I don't know. It's just.
I think I've done it.
Yeah. It's like a butt dial.
At least zero times.
I've done it a total of zero times. And. But did he not know of the, like, Cellbrite and Cellhawk, these different programs that law enforcement can use to see everything that's in your phone or has been deleted from your phone? Like, they can see everything. So sometimes I text people, I'm like, by the way,
I'm okay with this being
this
read.
It's going to be read by law enforcement. I don't give a shit. But I know that I'll probably, the FBI is probably on my phone. But yes, they can see all the stuff. So he was immediately arrested for child battery based on what they found in his phone.
Battery?
It's child battery, because what they find in his phone is tons of images, explicit content, images, videos. And at first it was just of somebody we didn't know, it was redacted. But now it's come out that it was all Madeline. It was, I can read you a little bit of it. It's very, very, very disturbing. I'm just going to.
Trigger.
Okay. It says, upon reviewing the contents of Stefan's phone, several images and videos were located, which depicted redacted's, Madeline's, breasts, vagina, and anal opening as the focal point of the pictures or videos. There were also pictures and videos depicting redacted's vagina and mouth being penetrated by a penis. Also, such files depict the sexual performance of a child, and the material depicting the sexual performance of a child, which I just said. It should be noted that the penis observed, this is weird, that the penis observed penetrating redacted had distinct marking on it, which consisted of a bright pinkish colored skin below the head of the penis, which approximately a quarter of the length down the shaft of the penis. So I don't know if he has some kind of...
There's a scar from when you get circumcised.
Okay, so they have this whatever, and they're like, okay, well, we know that this is... it's just...
Maybe, I'm just...
I think that's what it is. And there's several other pictures capturing this distinct pattern were observed on the phone, and several different pieces of clothing to include patterned underwear, shirts, blankets, and sheets. Based on the totality of circumstances, your affiant has probable cause to believe that Stephen committed a sexual battery on Madeline. They also came to determine that she had been being abused since she was 11 years old. For 2 years, she'd been sexually abused. Also, they found on her phone, on Madeline's phone, that she had talked to a friend and said, when I turn 13, I'm going to go live in the woods. So like, at what point is she like, oh, so she has the birthday party, he's there, mom's gone. And then like, I guess he starts taking her to school. And like, when, at what point does it go from the assault to the murder? Like,
at what point did the birthday party end and then there was school? Was the birthday party on a school day?
I don't know if it was like on a Sunday,
in the morning,
and then a
before
Monday.
Okay.
If it was...
Where did the mom work? Does she have like a I don't know. Well, I'm asking a lot of questions, but...
I know. Well, we don't know that much. Her birthday was on a Sunday, so I guess that's okay. What her party was. And then school was that Monday, and that's when she was missing. And...
So mom didn't come home at all? Or she knows more?
Oh, mama knows more. So she's done multiple interviews. One interview, she said that both, I don't know what this one is. This one's about almost 2 minutes, but it's, this is just part of her interview. Okay. Oh, by the way, she starts shaking furiously, just like that Robin Howtout, whatever, like I just talked about. She starts shaking real bad, and watch. She just has.
She can't look up.
She's not distraught at all.
She just changed it?
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Not a tear, no genuine reaction at all.
There's another interview that she did, and she was in that same, and it was, and Stefan walks in the background, and he's like half in the shot, half not, and he's just sitting on a stool in the background, just like watching. He like starts cracking his knuckles and just like hovering almost, mm-hmm. like just like, almost like being intimidating. And it seems like she's either completely covering for him, or
that's
she has to know he had, I mean, how do you have that going on for 2 years? Daughter had to have said something to her.
Oh, she's a desperate mom that just wants to have somebody at the expense of anybody else. Like, yeah. She don't want to be alone.
Yeah.
She's the worst of the worst.
Awful,
of the moms.
Awful, awful, awful. Also, one other thing is that just adds to the weirdness of, or like the, yeah, weirdness of this case is one of the sheriffs posted a picture of her from the crime scene.
The body.
On Instagram. On accident.
Yeah.
Apparently he was posting a picture of himself or something. And I guess to the carousel.
A collage of pictures.
And I think he just meant to post the one picture and had selected that one, his own picture, and the picture of her lifeless body. And so there was two photos. And then he apparently accidentally did it and then deleted it right away. But like, why do you have that picture on your phone? On your own personal phone?
Yeah.
He wasn't even the main investigator. It was just like some other dude. Like, I don't know the protocol. Like, do they typically have the pictures of that on their phone? I guess they can just take the picture.
Speechless at that one.
And that was just a random, like, addition to the story. And it's like, what? How do you?
Mm-mm.
No. I'm going to need you to be a little bit more careful about the shit you do.
Wow.
It's like people you work with.
My goodness.
So there's your quickie.
Okay, but is anybody arrested yet?
He's been arrested, but nobody's been charged with her murder because they have him arrested on those
battery
other charges
only.
That they're taking their time to get all the, they're like, we're just going to make sure we get cross all of our T's, dot all of our I's, and
they're probably getting all of, Madeline's messages, probably interviewing friends.
I was like, what is this? Is your shoe?
And probably trying to get messages from dad going to mom to see if she knew a whole lot more than she's saying that she knew.
Yeah. Boyfriend.
Stepdad. Sorry, it's boyfriend. Yes, sorry. No, I don't think he's intimidating her at all. I think she's 100% good with whatever was happening under that roof. And that's why daughter didn't feel like she could tell mom. She was just going to run away because she probably either cried for help before, mom didn't believe, or mom knew it's been happening all along, so she can't go to mom. Or she just thinks mom's weak enough to where she will choose boy over daughter.
I know. We don't even know the cause. Like, we don't have the autopsy results yet. We don't know the cause. Like, what even?
The sheriff should have released that.
I know. They haven't, as of now.
Wow. So much going on. Okay. Well, we'll follow that case. And it's crazy that it's another Soto in the
news. I know. I remember when I first saw it, I was like, oh, wait, is this an update on the other, which, I don't, it's so wild how these cases will come and they're like in your face and then all of a sudden it's like gone because another case comes.
Yeah.
Like Aubrey Cunningham, like where she been? It was just like for the 1 week.
That's how we do it.
I know.
It's our, not us, but like the media, the world is.
Yeah.
Our attention span, our focus, and there's always another victim to.
And can you imagine, like, which case, like, how this probably happens all the time, and it's just like certain ones get out there.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Okay.
Awful.
Let's. I guess that's it, right?
Yep. Where are we going next week?
We are going to Texas.
Oh wow!
Canadian Texas. I found a new show. It's called Murder.
She wrote. Murder, he said she wrote.
Murder
in the She
Friday
Shed.
Night Lights.
I wish it was Murder in the She Shed.
Start it.
It's Murder on the Dance Floor.
Murder Under Friday Night Lights. So you're probably going to hear a lot of Friday Night Lights murder from me.
Okay, good.
In the future. Okay, we'll see y'all next time. Don't forget to
stay aware,
stay alive,
and always be DTF.
Goodbye.
Bye.
This has been a Rogue Media Network production.